been a long time since I've seen anyone get flour in a barrel.
The things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Staves, or the, are you talking about the hoops?
Okay. And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg.
And on a water barrel or beer keg or something, the thing that you turn.
Spigot.
What about out in your yard, what you turn?
Faucet.
And at the sink?
Faucet.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
You mean beside a top? A cork?
Okay.
Okay.
Would you still call it a cork if it was made out of glass or plastic or something?
No, stopper.
And this is a musical instrument that people would...
Harmonica?
Any other names for that?
Oh, I've heard it called a Jew's harp and a few other things, but...
Uh-huh.
Oh yes, some real good ones like juice harp and something else.
The juice harp and harmonica were the same?
For some people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then some people considered the juice harp to be where you had the string that you pull very tight, you know, and just played all by yourself. I mean,
would you make that distinction or?
Well, I really never called it either one. I've just heard it called that. I never would have called it any of them. I just would know what someone was talking about generally when they called it that. It's always been a harmonica to me.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.
Oh, shaft.
Okay. What about, did you ever hear of a tongue or pole or spear?
Yes, I've heard of a tongue, and it probably really ought to be called a tongue. I'm speaking from ignorance because I've heard all of these terms, but I don't use them ordinarily, so I don't always summon them up very well.
And with a buggy, you'd have?
Traces and, buggy used to have two pieces that came down on each side, and it really wasn't called a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were between the shafts is what you'd call those.
Mm-hmm. And on a wheel, the thing that runs across to connect two wheels?
The axle. Mm-hmm. Axle.
And on a wagon wheel, the inside would be the hub. Then the spokes come out and they fit into the
rim.
What's the rim made out of?
Well, they used to be made out of wood and then covered with an iron rim on the outside of that, you
mm-hmm.
see.
And if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces fasten on to would be the... Or...
I'm not sure. I'll look it up in the wish book. No, I'm really not sure.
It's,
oh,
like
you're
that.
Talking about the,
No, the
yoke that
no,
goes over. That
well,
looks like a yoke.
The traces hook onto this. Sometimes they'd use it if they butcher hogs, it uses to hang the hogs up.
I've forgotten the name.
Do you ever hear of single tree or swingle?
Yes, I've heard of a single tree.
Uh-huh. What about when you have two horses? Each one would have a single tree, and then you'd have...
I don't know, double tree, I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
I've heard these terms, and when you call them out, I will recognize
uh-huh.
that I've heard them, and not even yet be able to tell you exactly what part
uh-huh.
of the buggy. I've never had to hitch up a buggy.
And if you wanted to chop a log, an X-shaped frame like this, you could set the log in.
Cradle.
What did that look like exactly?
Well, they used to have, there were two X's, and they usually had one long piece that went together to hold
mm-hmm.
them together, you know, themselves, and then you could put the log across them and saw it or
mm-hmm.
chop it. Really, I think that would be more often used for sawing than for chopping. With
mm-hmm.
chopping, could be on the ground.
Mm-hmm. What about if something that carpenters use, if you wanted to just saw a board, an A-shaped frame, you know, something... More like that.
Oh, you mean like saw horses?
Okay.
Okay.
And you'd straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to
brush your hair.
And